audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
41:10 of Isaiah says this. Isaiah 41:10. Don't fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. And he says, I'll strengthen you with my right hand, or the right hand of my righteousness, or the my righteous right hand, or some translations I say with my hand. Don't fear, for I am with you. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's all you really need to know. The most powerful person in the universe, the person who made the universe, the person who can do anything, a person who can do anything is with you and willing to help you? Wow. You know, Emmanuel, God with us. What the earth needed, that song, Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. His name's called Emmanuel. God needed, people needed for God to be with them, so Jesus came down and took care of that. Not that he wasn't here in a limited way before, but Jesus became a person, and he's here, and he's showing everybody and setting it up so everybody can have God in them. That's a guy told me one time, he just started meditating. I think he was at a prayer service or the end of a revival, or he was down praying or something. He just kept saying, the kingdom of God's within me. Now, one of the translations says the kingdom of God's in our midst, so it's a little, when they do that with translations, it makes it a little hard. But the fact is, God is within us. The kingdom of God is within us, whether that's exactly what that scripture's saying or not. He says in your midst. Well, we know he's in us.
Yeah.
So he just kept saying that over and over in a time when the Holy Spirit was really there and really manifesting, we'll say. And he got a whole lot out of that. You know, the Bible says to, you know, Jed Clampett shot at a coon in the woods or somewhere and oil came out. You all remember that little opening? I mean, it's still on TV. I guess that opening's still on the beginning of the show. He's shooting at something, and instead he goes in the ground and oil comes up, and so they become really rich. There's a little bit of oil that comes that way, that just oozes out at the, maybe at the surface or something, but not much. What happens when you get oil is you got to dig deep, and now they're really digging deep, and they're horizontally getting shale and stuff, like getting into shale and stuff and having these huge wells. And some people believe shaking up the whole state in the process, but nevertheless, I don't know what to think about that. But anyway, being I'm not a geologist, I don't know. But what I do know is you got to dig for oil if you really want to get some. Well, this is how you dig for the kingdom of God's within me. You meditate on it. You roll it over and over and over. It becomes more and more reality. And that's what sort of happened. Well, how about God's with us? Be not dismayed. He'll uphold you with his right hand. There's a book I have. It seemed like I had a copy of it. I'm not sure if I had a copy and gave it to one of you guys and you stole it forever, or I don't know what happened to it. I'm just kidding. I'm one to talk.
I've got one or two of those.
You know, I don't think you've got one. I don't think you got this one. I don't think I ever had this one in a book form, but I might have. But I've got it digitally. It's a book about fear by a guy by the name of Gary Whetstone. You can just read this book and feel fear being displaced. Last week I did two sermons on fear, and you know, you could just sense when the Bible gets into you, you can just sense fear being displaced. You may not feel it. You may not feel it instantly, but you might feel it 2 or 3 days later, sense it later. All of a sudden, if you do this about a thing, pretty soon it'll be gone. There's a guy that used to work at healing school over at Tulsa at Raymond. And he said he got so developed in healing that he just had no trouble with healing all, because every day he's maybe preaching about it or hearing it preached and praying for people and everything every day. They've got people over there. They don't do it every day now. I think maybe 3 days a week or something. But they hear teaching on healing, and then they get prayed for if they want to get prayed for the day or whatever. And he said he was into that so much, doing it. I think he did it like 5 days a week, and then he'd be in the services on the weekend and everything. He said he just got to where healing was no problem at all. But he said finances were a big problem. Maybe he was just digging, maybe dug a horizontal well when it comes to healing. You know, 1,000 barrels a day or something. Woo! But he was getting like a teacup full on finances. And then he got to studying finances more because he got so broke, I think. Why is that? It's like liquid gold. The Bible's like liquid gold, and when you take it in about a certain thing, it starts working deep within you. But a lot of times what folks do, they just get them a teacup full and think that'll do. Or maybe they get a little relief and that's all they wanted, or all they could stomach. But I thought, well, you know, I did a couple and it seemed to really do some good, so I'll do a couple messages last week, so I'll do a couple more this week. So this is the second one. This is the fourth one so far. And I've done this before. I think I've got a whole series on the digitally on the internet. But it says here, fear not. Don't you fear, for I am with you. He's talking to you directly. First person. This wasn't Isaiah saying I'm with you. This is God saying I'm with you. And I'm going to uphold you. I'm going to take care of you. So don't fear. Don't be dismayed. And if you're having a little trouble believing it, just keep reading it. Keep thinking about it. Keep walking in it. Get very highly developed, as they say, in it. Then you won't fear anything. Does that mean you'll never have anything to fear? No, what it means is you may have something to fear, but you just laugh at it and you don't care. This was what we looked at last night, this particular scripture, Luke 12, says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means this is what he's wanting to do. It's a pleasure for him. He gives you the kingdom. If a person gets in the kingdom so strongly and keeps working on that and getting the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's within me, the kingdom of God's within me, God's in me, you get that enough in you, the voice of the world will get dimmer and dimmer. This is, oh, you need to worry about this. You've got to worry about that. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. Oh, my, this is just terrible. Oh, ho, ho, ho. You get this in you, this is what you'll think about all day. It's amazing what the mind and heart working together can do.
Yeah.
Now, some folks try to do this whole totally with the mind. Am I going to tell you it doesn't work at all? No, I'm not going to tell you that. It works some. But you get the mind and the heart together, you've really got something working. He says, fear not, little flock. Don't fear. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom and be right with you and take care of you. You were talking last night about the, you know, two roads. There's a little narrow road. Sometimes it doesn't look like anything. That's the road. The big road over here, it looks good, but it's just not the road. And this is where you learn about the kingdom. Sometimes it might look good. It might be kind of narrow sometimes. But the thing is, that's the one. God will show you the one, the right one to take. You get on that, and things get different. Because you're getting in a different realm. There's two realms in this earth, you know. There's just an earthly realm, then there's a heavenly, and then there's a devil kind of flying around the middle somewhere. But you can overcome him easily with God in you. Bible says he'll run with terror. He'll run with terror. You just keep going, and it says in James there, and he'll flee from you. people have brought out that the Greek phrase is used sometimes, or that word is used sometimes for running in terror. Well, remember what the demon said when Jesus was casting them out? They were afraid. He said, don't cast us into the abyss. That meant he could cast them into the abyss.
Yeah.
Means he could do it. It means he could do it. He could cast them into the abyss. That means he's much more powerful than the enemy. Much more powerful than the enemy. And he's in you. So don't fear, because he's with you. It says, fear not, little flock. And then it's in this particular case, saying, sell what you have and give alms. Why? Because you're in another kingdom where there's a full supply of everything. Emotionally, physically, everything. But what Jesus says is, don't worry about this, Matthew 6. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about this. If you put your mind on the kingdom, all that stuff will be supplied to you. He didn't say you'll have nice thoughts about it. It says it'll be supplied. What did he do when people needed food? What did he do? He supplied food for thousands of people from just a little. I mean, God's there to do something supernatural if that's what you need. Wow. If that's what you need, he's there to do something supernatural. We talked about common sense. I looked that up, by the way. It was a Scottish school of common sense, and some of them weren't all that bad, but it got kind of what they were really saying, sort of got, I'm sure, kind of watered down everything, and people just started using the idea of common sense like some great thing. Well, common sense will tell you not to do something that God's telling you to do.
Yeah.
Because you've got supernatural sense. The whole book of Hebrews, a lot of it centers in Hebrews 11, and it's all about faith and tells you what faith is, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And faith is about not seeing something, but you see it with your spiritual eyes and you believe it, and that causes things to happen. Common sense tells you, at least the popularized version, and probably somewhat in the scholarly version, tells you to go by what you see. Well, that only goes so far. I look out here, I see one of Doug's many vehicles, and I say, Doug's here. See, I didn't need a supernatural revelation. I saw him get out of his car. But he may have parked back in the back, and I said, I just feel like Doug's here. And then he walks in the door. I didn't see him, but he was here. Talked about the veil that's talked about with Moses having a veil, and Paul talks about it. It says the veil's taken away in Christ. That means you really can see. You really can see things that are in the heavenly realm. So there's two realms. Got the heavenly realm, got the earthly realm. We live in both. But some people, they only live in one. Some of them, even though the other one they have access to, they don't live in it. Why? Why is that? Because they have a stronghold. A stronghold is a castle, a fortress of thoughts. And that keeps them from the truth. But when you meditate on the truth, and you look at here, even hear it in a message or whatever, when you hear the truth about a given thing, it blows holes in that stronghold. Somebody may go to some meeting somewhere. They may go hear something, somebody talk somewhere, whatever. You've heard it. Somebody goes to a seminar, said it changed their life. And sometimes that's even just in the natural. How much more if it's supernatural words?
Yeah.
And it gets down in you. Well, you don't go to a thing like that, get it once, and then let it go. You keep hitting against the fortress till there's nothing left. If some of the fortress is left, don't get all upset about it. Just keep digging. Keep knocking. Keep exploding. I wonder how many oil wells, when they used to just drill the one straight down, I wonder how many times they stopped 5 feet away from the big load.
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah.
My grandfather used to say there's oil around here on his farm, in his place. They drilled in his section before he even died one time. It was right across, it was in his section, one on his land. He owned about half of that section. And he used to say, there's oil there. They're just not pumping it because they didn't get enough. But he says, there's oil. He believed there's oil. Well, what they discovered many, many years later, there's the Mississippi whatever play is all underneath there. And all that land is leased now. They got a big well a while back, even before all this. They got a pretty big well right across the road and up about a half a mile. So it was on, I think it was on his section. But then you didn't get something from the whole section. But on the big horizontal wells, you get something from the whole section. And they drilled one time. But he used to always say there's oil there. Well, what I think was they weren't going deep enough.
Yeah.
And maybe they couldn't. But he drilled oil a big part of his life, so he just kind of had a sense for such things. So if you need something, you keep drilling, because the land you're drilling in, this is 100%. It's always there. It's always there to drill. What we do is we get satisfied with just a little bitty bunch. I think they said something like maybe 5 barrels a day maybe they could have got out of this one well that they did drill. I don't know what it was. At least he thought there was. What they get out of some of the horizontal ones, one I heard about not long ago, and some are bigger than this, 900 barrels a day. Now, that'll send your kids to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
If you got one of those, you can get them in anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't care if they got a 5 on the ACT. I don't care. We had a guy in our school, he got in the lower 0.5% in the nation. He could have gone to Harvard if he had a well like that. What do I say? By his way? No, they'd find a way to do something for him. I mean, I know Harvard doesn't let anybody in, but they'd find if they had that much money, they could put a different brain in his head. Whatever. But that's what's available to you, because God's with you. He's in you. Lord, we just thank you for your word. Thank you that it's true. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength, not just a cliche, an absolute reality. And he gives us supernatural ability, or uses his ability to do whatever we need. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name.